the economy, and a huge surprise, for some anyway. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 25th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, Wall Street celebrated the economic news that we're about to share with you. The Federal Trade Commission is taking a look at big tech companies and thinking antitrust action. Temu is opening up to U.S. sellers. We'll share that story with you. Corporate tax cuts and the trickle-down theory made the news today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and what's the deal with the new game some are calling Pokemon with guns? For the interview, you'll meet Darren Fife, the entrepreneur who created EcoSource, an Iowa-based company doing business helping educate, consult, and clean up environmental issues. It is a great story. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us today, learning about some of the big business news stories of the day and a look at the markets as well. If you want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter, it is at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and on Facebook, it's Insight on Business, the News Hour. If you've been listening to this newscast for the past year, you know that we've continued to be bullish on the U.S. economy, even as the talking heads were predicting an all-out recession. Daily, we heard from big bank executives to show hosts, painting a picture of doom and gloom, so much so that many consumers were convinced it was going to be the end of the world as we know it. But that didn't happen, and it's not going to happen. Consider the latest number when it comes to the economy. That number, 3.3%. The Associated Press is reporting that the nation's economy grew at an unexpectedly brisk 3.3% annual pace from October through December, as Americans showed a continued willingness to spend freely despite high interest rates and price levels that have frustrated many households. The Commerce Department said the gross domestic product, that's the economy's total output of goods and services, decelerated from its sizzling 4.9% growth the previous quarter, but the latest figures still reflected the surprising durability of the world's largest economy, which U.S. voters are assessing ahead of the November elections. The latest data marked the sixth straight quarter in which GDP has grown at an annual pace of 2% or more. Consumers, who account for about 70% of the total economy, drove the growth. Their spending expanded at a 2.8% annual rate for items ranging from clothing, furniture, recreational vehicles, and other goods, to services like hotels and restaurant meals. The GDP report also showed that despite the robust pace of growth in the October-December quarter, inflationary pressures continued to ease. Consumer prices rose at 1.7% annual rate, down from 2.6% in the third quarter. And excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation came in at a 2% annual rate. Yes, the end of the world is not about to happen. Congratulations, consumers. And all of that good news drove Wall Street to another win, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Billions of dollars have been spent by big tech as they seek to partner with leading AI companies, and now the Federal Trade Commission is taking a serious look. Think antitrust. The AP is reporting that antitrust enforcers are opening an inquiry into the relationships between leading artificial intelligence startups such as ChatGPT maker OpenAI and the tech giants that have invested billions of dollars into them. The action targets Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, and their sway over the generative AI boom that's fueled demand for chatbots such as ChatGPT and other AI tools that can produce novel imagery and sound. FTC Chair Lina Khan said, quote, "We're scrutinizing whether these ties enable dominant firms to exert undue influence or gain privileged access in ways that could undermine fair competition." Khan said the market inquiry would review the investments and partnerships being formed between AI developers and major cloud service providers. Google and Microsoft did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Amazon and OpenAI declined to comment. Just the other day, we had a story about how boomers are flocking to online seller Temu. Today, another Temu story. The AP is reporting that the online retailer owned by the parent of Chinese e-commerce company Pinduoduo is opening its platform to U.S. and European sellers. A Temu spokesperson confirmed the company's plans, which was first reported in Chinese media. The company declined to provide additional details, saying that many of the business details are still in the process of being finalized. Temu came on the U.S. market in 2022 and has gained traction by offering cheap apparel and other goods like $9 sweaters and $5 mugs. Its app was the most downloaded free application on Apple devices last year, surpassing popular social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And yes, boomers are in the middle of it all. Think cheap and easy. And now that U.S. businesses will be able to sell on the site, the growth, we think, will continue. While we don't do politics, we do check when a political decision impacts not only the economy, but also consumers. Alternet is reporting that in two new reports by the Roosevelt Institute that argues that robust corporate taxation is key to creating a strong economy and improving the well-being of families and children, objectives that have been undermined in the decades since the Reagan era by regressive tax cuts enacted by the false promise that benefits would trickle down to the rest of society. The first report is called A Mapping of the Full Potential of U.S. Corporate Taxation to Enhance Child and Family Well-Being, examines what the authors describe as the understudied notion that increasing corporate taxation will necessarily help children and families by providing additional revenue for essential public services. That perspective runs counter to what the Roosevelt Institute's second report calls a cut-to-grow mentality that rose to prominence in the 1970s and was enthusiastically embraced by the administration of President Ronald Reagan. Now, the idea behind trickle-down is that wealthy companies made even more wealthy by tax cuts will, in some mysterious manner, trickle down to those dollars to American families. Trouble is, that's not what happens. Corporate tax cuts do, however, enable corporations to reinvest in their stock buyback, which in turn creates even more wealth. But, as you know, we don't do politics here. Positive gains from IBM and Dow helped propel the blue chips upward by 242 points to close at 38,049. And the great news from the Commerce Department about the 3.3% increase in the GDP for the recent quarter? That helped as well. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ picked up 28 points to close at 15,510, and the S&P 500 continued its winning streak, gaining 25 points to end the session at 48.94. West Texas Intermediate crude was up a whopping $2, or $77.09 a barrel at news time. Watch those gas prices climb. And the 10-year Treasury yield fell to 4.12% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about what looks to be a clone of Pokemon, a new game that has gone viral. The Pokemon Company is pushing back against the new game many are calling Pokemon with Guns. Palworld, now in early access on Steam, has sold over 8 million copies since it was released less than a week ago. But it's also raised eyebrows over apparent similarities to the popular Pokemon series. The CEO of Pocket Pair, which makes Palworld, said the company has even received tweets that seem close to death threats over the resemblance. The Pokemon Company said on Thursday it will respond to any infringements on its intellectual property rights. And that would mean court action, friends. All right, stay with us and click ahead to learn more from entrepreneur Darren Fife, who created a company more than 7 years ago that has now grown to be a big player in the world of environmental management. EcoSource and Darren Fife, just a click away.